انفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما وعملا يا رب العالمين. حديث narrated by أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه. He said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah has divided His mercy into 100 parts. And He sent down to the earth just one part of His mercy. So all the mercy that we have towards each other, all the mercy that even the mothers have towards their babies, all the mercy that even the animals have towards each other, it's just one part of Allah's mercy. And according to the hadith, Allah is holding 99 parts of this mercy for us in the Day of Judgment. When we think about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He even introduced Himself to us, the first chapter of the Quran, Surah Al-Fatiha, four times has been emphasizing the who He is as the most merciful. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and then Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Four times. Four times introducing Himself to us by being the most merciful. You know, subhanAllah, a few years ago, I was in a field trip to Africa. And it's one of the poorest countries on earth. And we were there for, relief initiative. So the Sheikh got us there, showed us a couple of places, and then he told us, now we are going to head to my hometown. And then I told him, Bismillah, let's go. We drove about 100 miles, and then the driver looked at us and said, now it's time for you guys to go. And I was looking around, doesn't look like we actually hit the town yet. He said, no, I can't go farther than this because the roads are not really appropriate for any vehicles. So you guys have to walk to reach your destination. And I asked, how many miles we're going to walk? He said, 13. I said, Allahu Akbar. So we'll actually have a long walk together, inshallah. So I walk with my Sheikh, Sheikh Aziz. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. At that time, he was 82. And then the Sheikh walked us through this, unstructured road until we hit the town. And then when I got to that town, first of all, I didn't even recognize that that's a town. There are no houses, just little rooms. And in every single room, they're actually putting some cardboards as a roof. So they have no roofs. So I asked the Sheikh, can you please, walk me through one of these houses? I got to that room, family of seven people living in this room. And then this room has no bathroom. So he said, that's the struggle, brother. I told him why. He said, because we have to walk half and half mile just to reach to the joint bathroom of the town. And then he said, because if there is no electricity, once the sunset hits, now no sisters can go, with the exception of those who can actually have chaperones with them to walk through this darkness to the bathroom and head him back. And then he said something very unique to me that is still, in my ears until now. He said, Wallahi, we are in so much rahmah. And I didn't know what this guy is saying. Sheikh, what are you talking about? Like, do you see how you live and how people live? And he said, Wallahi, brother, Wallahi, so much rahmah. And then, subhanAllah, a few days ago, there was a tornado in Kentucky. And there was a big damage. Around 200 people, died and houses got damaged. And I was looking at this in the news. And then I was like, Wallahi, Sheikh, he was right. He is in so much rahmah. If you were to compare it to this. And then I'm very sure that actually, even the tornado in Kentucky has a lot of rahmah also. that might we might not see it, but the catastrophe would be even greater, right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his rahmah has made it limited to 200, subhanAllah. Rahmah. Brothers and sisters, thinking about the infinite rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that has to be essential within our lives. Every time we wake up in the morning, alhamdulillah, we're safe with our children from Allah's rahmah. Every time we took our car and drive and our babies in the back seats, and there is nothing, you know, hurting them, it's from Allah's rahmah. Stopping in a traffic light and you know, being safe and not being hit by a truck that's driving, from Allah's rahmah. Nothing from me or from you. It's from Allah's rahmah. Thinking about a woman who's pregnant, who's taking care of this child, from Allah's rahmah. For this baby to be delivered safely, it's from Allah's rahmah, the infinite rahmah. When we internalize this, brothers and sisters, we get to develop this love towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this is how He introduced Himself to us, and this is how we should introduce it to even our children. Allah is Ar-Rahman, is Ar-Rahim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who comprehend and internalize these beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وجزاكم الله خير.